Ted Kennedy. Congress should override President Bush's anti-family veto of the family leave bill. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, when President Bush runs a veto up the flagpole, you right-wingers salute it, no matter what the issue. But even you ought to question his surprising veto of the family leave bill. It's an insult to working women who deserve time off when a new baby is born, not a pink slip from their boss. Some businesses grant maternity leave, but too many don't. Our bipartisan legislation requires all businesses to provide it. Since the leave is unpaid, there's little cost to business. It's 1990, Al, not 1950. Millions of women have entered the workforce because they want to work or have to work. It's unfair for business to fire them for taking time off when a child is born or for a serious family emergency. Ignore those crocodile tears by business lobbyists, Al. Give America's working mothers the fair deal they deserve.
Ted, the only crocodile tears being shed here are by you and your liberal pals. Stop before we drown. When are you going to be honest with the American people? You always blame Bush. Pure convenience, isn't it? But why not place the blame right where it belongs this trip? On you, Ted. After all, Ted, Congress could have passed the family leave package that the president asked for. Instead, it sent a bill to the White House that advantaged the government employees over private workers. It didn't just focus on pregnancy leave, but it created an intolerable situation where employees could take between 3 months to 6 months off without any real way to guarantee that the boss wouldn't get ripped off. Ted, get real. Mothers do deserve time off with their newborn. The president is all for that. Has been. So why don't you give him a bill he can swallow instead of one to gag on? This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on news that America's young adults aren't reading newspapers or paying much attention to the world around them. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.